Hello, good morning everyone. My name is Abbas Godrawala. I am a partner in the risk consulting practice at Ernst & Young. It is an honor to speak to you about a subject that is not only technologically advanced, but also critical for the progression of our society. The need to monitor generative AI regulations. As generative AI continues to redefine the boundaries of creativity and innovation, it brings with it a host of ethical, legal, and social implications that demand our immediate attention. The power of AI to generate new content, ideas, and solutions is immense, and so is the potential for misuse if remain unchecked. This is why monitoring the regulatory framework for generative AI is imperative. Globally, the response to generative AI regulations has been swift with the publication of EU AI Act. Further, leading international bodies like HITRUST are updating their common security framework to include AI-specific risk management. We also have NIST AI RMF and international standards like ISO 42001 and ISO 23894, which provide comprehensive guidelines for managing AI-related risk. In India, while there are no explicit regulations currently governing AI, efforts are underway to create a regulatory framework, including the guidance provided by the National Strategy for Artificial Intelligence and the Principles for Responsible AI published by NITI Aayog. At EY, we have also developed our Generative AI Risk and Governance Framework, where we begin by evaluating the organization's current policies and security measures, as well as understand their AI strategy. In line with EY's principle of responsible AI, we perform an in-depth risk analysis of the client's AI solution, identifying potential risks and proposing controls to mitigating them. In conclusion, it is vital for India to adopt a regulatory stance that is flexible and inclusive, engaging with stakeholders from various sectors. India must participate in global discussions to align regulations, ensuring that Indian companies can compete internationally while meeting global standards.